Do you remember that day?
I think you do. You should remember it extremely well. In fact, I think it was a winter's day. In fact, it definitely was. You had been over at my house, just as a friend. But when we woke up in the morning, we realised how cold it got overnight. If you ever have a rainy day followed by a freezing cold, you'll end up with something called black ice. Black ice is transparent and incredibly treacherous. It's dangerous to walk on. You could slip over and seriously injure yourself, as I can attest to. And that's part of the problem of living in Scotland. So instead of venturing out, I said to you, hey, why don't we just sit back and, you know, hang out for a bit, maybe? And you agreed. Somehow we got talking about black ice and what it reminded us of. And somehow the conversation turned to, well, a particular sex toy that I had. And do you recall how when we used to, you know, drink a lot when we were younger? We don't drink so much now, we're older. You used to frequently open my drawers at home and make fun of my sex toys. But you were always intimidated by this 9-inch black glossy dildo with the suction cup on the end. And you used to say to me, are you brave enough to take this whole thing? Can your pussy swallow this whole cock? You used to say it to me in the most dopey voice ever, and it used to piss me right off. And my response would be, why would you say such a thing? Why do you want to see me use it on myself? Do you want to see me fuck myself? Ooh. Black shiny dildo, pink pussy, it's quite the winner. That used to shut you right up. Little did you know. And you used to just brazenly put that toy back in the drawer and pretend like the whole situation had never happened. Anyhow, this particular morning we'd neither of us had work, and the heater was on and the house was a balmy 22 degrees Celsius. A bit like being in the tropics really, but it was enough to warrant us wearing less clothing. Then we got talking about that particular dildo for some reason, and you asked, do you still have that black ice dildo of yours? It's funny you say that on a day like this, but actually I do. And then you ask the dopey question again. Are you able to really take that whole thing? Well, something in me snapped at that point, mister. Should I be calling you pet? You know what? I've never tried this femdom thing out on you, but maybe today's the day. In fact, we've never had sex full stop, and that's about to change. I'm getting sick of you being stupid and dumb. You only do it to be coy and, you know, look cute, but it's really not that cute. It's just irritating. I mean, for God's sake, you're almost 40 and you're still joking about my sex toy collection. It's just not on, eh? I'm sounding a bit too casual there, but maybe, pet, maybe. Maybe it's not me who needs to take the black ice dildo, maybe it's you. So there we were, just sort of, you know, hanging out in front of the TV, and you went and asked the stupid question again, so what did I do? I got up, and I went to my bedroom, and I thought, what shall I do next? Oh yes, there's a strap-on harness in my cupboard that hasn't been used for quite some time, and there was Mr. Black Ice, all 9 inches of him. God, he was glorious. So glorious. He made me... He made me so horny and used to make me come, and I'd be going, yes. I thought about those good times actually when black eyes was used on me in lieu of a real cock sometimes. Used to elicit a wonderful response from my pussy, as my pussy was growing ever wetter at the thought of perhaps taking your ass. And I pulled out black ice and, you know, put it through the O-ring, and yeah, there he was just hanging there, all 9 inches of him. Let's get my tits out. Nice perky tits. And you know what a good pet should do, right? Actually, we've never tried this on you before, so I don't exactly know how you'll react when I come out. You actually shouted to me while I was away. Are you okay in there? I think so, pet. Pet? What are you calling me pet for? That's when I made my move and I opened the door, and back there I was, back in the living room, completely naked apart from this harness and this huge dick. And I swear to God I saw your pants drop real fast then. Well, actually it was not quite like that, but, stiffening in your pants, pet? Are you pleased to see me? I hope so. For years you have been asking me constantly, can you take black ice? A woman's pussy is quite elastic. Especially when she's aroused. Especially when she's horny. Especially when she's wet like I am now. But, hey, we can take cock of all sizes. How big's your dick? I don't know if I want to answer that. Answer me, pet. Well, 5.5 inches erect. Did you measure yourself? No. Men have this funny habit of either underestimating or overestimating their cock size. I don't understand the obsession with dick size, and it was like you were obsessed with this dildo for all those years. I think you want to have a taste of it. Do I? Get on your knees, pet, please. Now. Yes, you got on your knees for me like a little obedient pet should. Good boys will bend at the knees, actually. Well, there you were, absolutely stunned at the sight of this erect black dick right in front of your face. And what did I do? I slapped you across the face, didn't I? I kept slapping you across the face and, well, you are such an irritating little shit, Matthew. You really are. How am I still friends with you after all these years? Like a bit of cock in your face, don't you? Don't you wish it was the real thing? I'm sure you wish it was the real thing. I wish it was the real thing, but beggars can't be choosers. I've had enough of your childish antics and your immaturity. And maybe you should take your pants off. I really want to see how small your cock is. Small cock that's probably all stiff and hard. You're not the one that's getting a blowjob today. Because, actually, you've asked me for, you know, a little suck ever so often. It seems to only ever happen when we're drunk. I don't ever see you returning the favour. You're a bit of a selfish prick, I think. So, come on. Drop the pants. Can't say I'm impressed by what I see so far. He looked absolutely terrified, and he slowly rolled down his track pants, and out popped this, well, it wasn't that big enough perhaps for me, but for my femdom personality, nah, definitely not. Too small. I started laughing. Matthew with the little cock. Little hard cock. Little hard cock's leaking pre-cum already. Well, I'm going to cut the cuteness. This is not time to be cute. Suck my dick. He was rather compliant at that moment. He shakily put his hand around the base of this penis and took me in his mouth. I was rather impressed by his licking and sucking of a rather resonant piece of rubber. It made the strange squeaking noise as his tongue wrapped around it, coating it in saliva. Something made me think he had done this before. Do you like sucking cock, Matthew? He didn't say anything, of course, because he was too involved in this act of, you know, faux fellatio. Matthew likes to suck cock. I knew it. I knew it! You've had real dick before, haven't you? He stopped sucking me for a minute there. I have, miss. I'm bisexual. Known that for many years, pet. We don't keep secrets between one another most of the time. Keep sucking my dick. Keep imagining it's a real cock. You remember what a real cock feels like, don't you, pet? Nice silky skin. Hard. Ooh, might taste a little salty from that pre-cum. You've got those veins and nice texture that rolls over your tongue. And you would look up at your master and be like a good little, you know, pet. Dog obeying master, pet obeying master, same diff, same shit. You're quite the shit sometimes. You keep sucking that dick because you remember what it was like to suck a man's cock. You would keep sucking and you would keep looking at your master until he would come. And I hope you swallowed. I really hope you swallowed, because if you didn't swallow, I would be deeply disappointed in you, pet. Deeply disappointed. I'm disappointed right now because it's not going to happen with me. This is not a real dick. Stop sucking me off. I want you to bend over. Come on. I'm not touching your dick. Fuck off. He turned around and exposed his ass to me. It was quite a puny, kind of white, pasty skin, hairy kind of butt. There was nothing that special about it. But yes, I was well aware of Matthew's bisexuality and how he'd had sex with men before. It was something that we kind of used to talk about quite seriously most of the time. And it wasn't really a laughing matter, but he was kind of getting off on being humiliated about, you know, his other sexual practices. I couldn't believe I had him, you know, just bent over in front of me like that. I'm gonna spread your ass cheeks, pet. Oh, look what we have, little pink asshole. Maybe I should get some lube. We don't want to be fucking ass without lube. That would be very painful, and I'm not into doing pain. Smack! I spanked his ass. He let out a little whimper. Yes, miss. It was at that moment I kind of wished I had had a whip or a belt or something, because as I imagined his ass covered in all these pink and purple bruises, and he'd be getting off on each strike. I felt like I was imparting myself then, because I'm exactly the same. I rather like being spanked. squirt, squirt, squirt with the lube. Started fingering his asshole. Can you feel that, pet? You like that, don't you, pet? Every time you masturbate, you put toys in your ass. You told me this. Where's that cock of yours? Oh, there it is. Oh, your little cock is still hard. Is this turning you on, pet? You better stay hard for me. I want you to stay hard for me. I don't think I'm going to have any issues there. Oh, you like me jerking you off, don't you? Nice slow strokes up and down your cock. Squeezing just a little bit. That pre-cum's massaging all over your head. Let's give your balls a little fondle. Ooh. Ticklish, are we? Smack. Another spank. I think I'm going to rather enjoy fucking your ass. I lubed up the dildo. There I was. About to insert my cock into him. And as I did that, his ass gave way and swallowed the whole thing. I tried so hard not to laugh, given the nature of our conversations, his stupid questions. And it was the stupid questions that had led to this situation in the first place. Pet. Do you like me fucking you, pet? You sure ass swallowed that cock real good. Good boy, good boy. You like taking it up the ass, don't you, pet? I only wish I had done this before. Do you like feeling my cock in you, pet? You like it when I'm pumping in and out of you, don't you? Stupid little boy. Such a stupid little man. Little man, little dick. It's all the same, really. I continue to fondle his cock, which had not gone soft. I was amazed. He was sporting a right little hard on there. As he continued to ooze pre-cum, he started to moan really loudly. I wasn't going to be cruel on this occasion and deny him the orgasm he so sorely wanted. Perhaps it was the experience he had wanted all his life and he just didn't know it. Come on, pet, come for me. He started to grunt really loudly. You were bathed in sweat. Come for me, pet. Come on, pet. Squirt all over my hands. You like that, don't you, pet? You like it when your ass swallows cock. That was the push he needed. Next thing I know, he let out a guttural moan and his thick rope of white semen was expunged from his dick. It absolutely drenched my hands and some of it even hit the wall opposite us. I couldn't believe what had just happened. And in fact, for a moment there, I thought, shit, what do I do next? Good pet. Good pet. Turn around. Come on. I'll take this off. As he turned around, I unbuckled the harness. Ideas. So many ideas, and I was lost for words there for a moment, taking in this spent little guy whose sails hadn't yet come down. I did the unthinkable. I shoved my pussy into his face. It's not over yet, pet. I will think I should punish you further. Do you feel how warm that is? I'm going to piss all over your face. Drink it up. Dirty little boy. Yes, there I was with my hairy bush. Pink pussy shoved right up against his face, his nostrils were buried as I let out this gentle stream of yellow piss. He happily drank it up, coughing just a little bit as I was peeing too fast for him. But I was enjoying it a hell of a lot. I wasn't going to waste an opportunity, so I let him lick my clit for a bit. And I came maybe 2 minutes later. So there he was with this mix of pussy liquid and piss all over his face. A spent dick covered in cum. And he probably stank to high heaven, but who gives a shit? Afterwards we had a shower and I let him go home. It was something we never spoke of again, although there were just times where we'd kind of look at one another and just smile at the experience we'd had on that day with the black ice. Well, he's still Matthew. He's still a bit of a dick. And well, one day, just one day, I hope I can take his ass again.